Hachette Audio presents Once in a Lifetime. Written by Jill Chalvis. Read by Annie Green. To Alex Logan, because I can't imagine riding Lucky Harbor without you in my court. Thanks for all you've done and continue to do for me. Chapter 1. There was one universal truth in Lucky Harbor, Washington. You could hide a pot of gold in broad daylight and no one would steal it. But you couldn't hide a secret. There had been a lot of secrets in Aubrey Wellington's colorful life, and nearly all of them had been uncovered and gleefully discussed ad nauseum. And yet here she was, still in this small Pacific West Coast town she'd grown up in. She didn't quite know what that said about her, other than that she was stubborn as hell. In any case, she was fairly used to bad days by the time she walked to Lucky Harbor's only bar and grill. But today had taken the cake. Ted Marshall, ex-town clerk, ex-boss, and also, embarrassingly enough, her ex-lover, was self-publishing his own tell-all. And since he'd ever so thoughtfully given her an advanced reading copy, she knew he was planning on informing the entire world that, among other things, she was a bitchy, money-hungry man-eater. She'd give him the money-hungry part. She was sinking much of her savings into her aunt's bookstore, The Book and Bean, a sentimental attempt at bringing back the one happy childhood memory she had. The effort was leaving her far too close to broke for comfort. She'd even give him the bitchy part, at least on certain days of the month.